Welcome to We're Listening to Podcast, a community where all voices are heard. I'm your host, Rob Cook. Join me for a lighthearted show about the human experience with live conversations, discussions, and interviews of some of the newest to the most established 3P practitioners from all over the world. So no matter if you've known the three principles for years or you're new to Daily Insights, we hope each episode will inspire you to demonstrate a community where all voices are heard. Welcome to today's episode.
Welcome, everyone. So excited to be back in the saddle doing interviews again. And you'll hear me talk about it in this interview, just back to showcasing some of the world's greatest and most beautiful human beings that we get the honor and privilege of sharing our experience of life with. But I wanted to take a moment to just thank some people who were just, you know, so key in me being able to get the free self-care summit. If you haven't heard of it or saw any clips of it yet, there is a free self-care summit on my YouTube page. You can get to it from my website, imrobcook.com. But there were some speakers there, experts in their fields that talk about self-care. One of the topics that's near and dear to my heart on this journey to end human suffering, especially as it pertains to some practical application to our spiritual beings that allows us to, you know, balance that spirituality and humanity so much better. So I want to thank all my speakers, Janet Riney, Teresa Walden, the panelists, Tina Kendall, as well as Jules Sweetman, and facilitated by the man himself, Danny Cobb. And I really appreciate you guys. Danielle, who had the inspirational story, the transformational story block, which was absolutely amazing. If you don't do anything but check that part out, it was beautiful to hear her share her transformation of life after trauma. So get out to, again, imrobcook.com, and I think it's under resources or support, one of the two tabs, but you can find it, and you may even be able to find it on the front page. Either way, but it's the self-care summit. Hopefully there's something in there that would help you. And I want to shout out also Bunny, man. Bunny is moving on, and she has been such an integral part of this podcast and helping me. She was there at the beginning. Every episode I would do, I would send to Bunny. She would help me with the descriptions, and she created the thumbnail, the original thumbnail for this. So I just wanted to thank her. I love her. I love Daisy. That's her pup, you know, and I really appreciate the work ethic that she kind of taught me in this, and the way she showed me how to, you know, really love people and connect with people. She's a brilliant person in that space. So Bunny, from my heart, I love you, beautiful. Hey, Daisy. All right, man. Well, I'm back. You know, I was down with COVID for a minute, had to postpone the original summit. But after, you know, due wisdom from the big homie, y'all know it, he helped me see that the best thing I could have done at that time, because I was sick, was to take care of myself, because that's what I was talking about. So, thank you to him. Shout out to the big Michael Neal. I love you, buddy. Here we go. So we are back for one of our first episodes in a couple weeks, and I think you're going to love it. Let's get into it.
Welcome, everyone. We are back in the saddle after some travel for work and seeing family. We are back to interviewing and highlighting some of the most beautiful human beings that are known to this world. And I'm here with one today, everyone. We want to welcome to the show, I don't even know where she's from, because this is our first ever conversation live on air. So I'm going to be asking the questions as if, you know, you're wondering in your mind, who is this beautiful human being, Charlie Wall, that Rob has on the show today? How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm really good, Rob. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Thank you for being here. I'm well. Let's start with that, Charlie. Where are you? It looks like it's nighttime behind you out the window. So where are you located?
It is. I'm in England. I'm in Norfolk in England by the beach. It's really lovely, except it is nighttime now because the summer's drawn to a close. So we're autumn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I don't want to be anywhere near England close to those autumn. Like, I like the hot summer days in England. That's it. Like, I don't, the rain and the gloom, I'll see y'all next year on that one.
Well, I'm a bit of a sun girl myself too. I'm running a retreat in Spain in 3 weeks, and I can't wait to see the sun again.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. But before we get into that, because I do want to talk about that, I want you to introduce yourself. Like, who's Charlie? Like, tell the world who's Charlie.
Well, gosh, you did say we only had 25 minutes, right? Well, my real name's Charlotte.
Oh, that's Charlie beautiful.
Yeah. And I am a mom of one young, very handsome man who's 23 now. And I've been coaching for about 7 years, but prior to that, I was a counselor and an addiction specialist and a personal trainer and a yoga coach, like many, many, many hats I've worn. My history of who I am is complex, but and multifaceted. But who I am today is just happy.
Oh, I love that. That I love. I love some happiness. I think it's very interesting that people who've done a lot of different things in life really love everything. Like, it's like, it seems like I could be up to something else next week. You know, I just really love experiencing life in a totally new way. And it seems like you're like that too. Have you always been like that?
I would say probably post my brother's death at the age of 21, I really started changing and embracing change and understanding that it wasn't scary anymore, because the scariest thing had happened in my world at that point. So yes, I've had many different hats, many different careers. I've moved around. I change. I'm happy to stop something, like an addiction specialist job. I stopped and then embarked on a whole new career out of, like, literally from the dirt up, and then sold that and then moved here, and then I've done it again with this business. So yes, I have, maybe not when I was younger, but definitely after the age of 21, for sure.
Yeah. And you mentioned it was after something traumatic had happened. And I usually spend most of my days talking about life after trauma, finding the joy again and reclaiming life. I think it's all there is, you know, especially after, like you said, the most scariest or most horrific thing to happen in your, you know, your life up until that point, you know, to really know the true nature of life and things like that. And I can see that sparkle in your eye. I can see that you know it very well. So tell me about this retreat in Spain, which is one of the most beautiful places on this world.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, me too. And it's an interesting story because my father died in 2016, and he'd been in the same accident as the one that killed my brother. So I'd looked after him for all those years. And after he died, I literally sold everything and jumped again into a new arena. But one of the places I went was Andalusia in Spain, and spent a whole week rewilding on my own, but with a guide, with a male guide. And it was profound for me at that point in my life. And so from then I was like, right, I want to run retreats. It had been my long-term dream anyway. So I was like, right, I'm going to bite the bullet, set it up. And so we have this beautiful place in Spain that a friend of mine called Neil, who's English, who lives over there, who went over there with his own dream. And I do rewilding. And so we take a group of women into this beautiful space, which is sort of near the Andalusian mountains and forests. And I do yoga with them twice a day, and we do literal rewilding. So, you know, learning about the animals and the more than five senses that we as humans have. And there's wild animals on the land, and we'll go forest bathing, and I'll do women's circles and teach them about their body and their mind and their spirit. Yeah. And we eat really good food.
Well, that's the fun part, right?
Yes, eating the food that Neil cooks because he's an amazing host. He teaches the rewilding. He cooks, and it's his place. And then I do everything else, but his food is amazing.
Yeah. You know what I love about the whole rewilding just in general is how it does point us back to our true nature. Like it grounds us, it settles us in ways that people get to see the truth again. They get to remember the truth again. I love that so much.
Yeah, it is about remembering because so many people are chronically disconnected from themselves, their body, nature, and no wonder they're all in their head, you know, with this kind of overwhelm and overthinking and myopic experiences. And it is really a wonderful gift to give yourself if, you know, even if you just go and walk barefoot on the grass once a day, right? You know, if people haven't got anything around them, have a pot plant in your house, just something that you can sit with and be with. The way I talk about this with my community is I'll say, you know, find a spot, any spot, whether it's in your garden, and if you don't have a garden, like look out of your window to have a pot plant, something, and call it a medicine spot, and just sit and be for 2 minutes if 5 minutes feels too long. Just sit without your phone, because we're also addicted to distraction stimulation, which again is taking us away. And the other thing about that is when we're looking at a screen all day long, we're putting our system into fight or flight, you know, that sympathetic state. So even if it's for just 2 minutes, I try and encourage people to do that. I mean, it's hard often to get people to do that because they're so addicted to stimulation, but just that space to remember who they are, which is what we teach, right? It's what we teach. And often for people, it's like an intellectual understanding, right? Yeah, okay, I get that it's inside me, but you know, even just being in nature for 2 minutes would help to create some space, and that's so important for people.
I would agree 100%. I use different words to describe that very thing you just said. I point to it as saying we're so trained and conditioned to think the answers to everything, all of our problems, is outside of us. And so that's why I am so addicted to that external thing, is because I think my answer is going to come from there. And what you're talking about is putting them in a space to remind them where the answers come from, where the strength to overcome the challenging issues of life comes from. And it takes you maybe walking barefooted in the woods for 2 minutes to remember. It may take you holding a plant and seeing it grow to remember. It may, I know, I hear stories with first generation teachers of this who actually studied with Sydney Banks that say he would take you on these walks out near water. Well, once you hear the sound of water or things like that, it brings you back to remember, because that's really what we're doing. It's the spiritual truth of life, so everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. It's not us teaching anything new. It's just getting them to remember.
I always really loved I met Chip Chipman, and he told me a story of either he or Sid Banks said, you know, I'm so privileged to get to walk by people's side and tap them on the shoulder and remind them who they are. And I always remember Chip telling me that story, but I can't remember now whether it was him or Sid who said it. But I was like, yes, that's what he did to me, right? Chip did that to me when I met him in 2018, and I was a mess back then, like a mess. And he was so cool. And that was one of the things that he said that really hit me home. And I was like, yes, that is what we do. Or that's what I have done from that point. But we just stand by their side and just remind them who they are. And what a gift, right? What a gift that is. It's been a real gift for me.
And it's one of those gifts that keeps on giving too. You talked about that handsome young man that you are a mum of, and I want to pronounce it correctly, mum, because over here it's my mama, but over there it's mum. So I want to make sure I say it right. but one of the joys I have in life now is actually before we even start recording, I text my daughter, one of my daughters rather, to say, baby, I love you. Like, thank you for just the privilege to watch you grow and be a part of, you know, because once they become adults, it's a allowing at that point, you know, allowing me to be a part of continuing to help them grow, continuing to help them, you know, see themselves in a more positive manner or whatever, you know, that may be in a loving way. So how does it show up for you in being a parent? Like, because your eyes lit up when you said, my handsome baby boy, you know, your eyes lit up. But how does it come out for you as a parent?
That is a big question, Rob. I love him, of course, you know, more than anything in this world. And he has also been one of my biggest teachers, because I pretty much brought him up on my own. And when he was sort of 15, 16, he was like moving away from me, and I found that really hard. But as I've grown and as I've learned, and he's grown and he's developing into this amazing young man, which I always thought he would do, it's a privilege to watch him grow, because my brother died at 18. So, and I was always sort of full of like grief and all this stuff that you kind of mix up before you know better. But I adore him and I don't smother him. I allow him to grow and be and make his own mistakes. And he comes to me more now than he ever did. And it is a privilege and it is a gift. And I'm just so proud of him.
I can see it. Yeah, I could see it. I love that. And you.
He is. Let me just tell you quickly, because I just want to say this in case anyone's on TikTok. He is a TikTok dancing carpenter, the Dancing Carpenters. He's a viral sensation, Rob. He dances.
Really? Oh, man. You got to send me the link so I can attach it to the show notes. A dancing
He's
carpenter.
So cool. He was on a UK program over here called This Morning, which is well known in the UK, probably for bad reasons now, which I won't go into. But anyway, he was on there.
That is the reason I know of it. Oh. That's so funny. It was like, wait, I know. Oh, wait, we don't want to talk about that. Yeah. Got it. So that show, gotcha. Go ahead.
Yeah, before all that.
Yeah, before all that stuff.
He was interviewed on there with his little dancing carpenter pal, and I honestly, I cried. I just cried because they're so good, and I'm so proud of him, because, you know, 15-year-old him was like, ah, and adult him is like, and grown up and, you know, growing into his man self, and it's a privilege to watch.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And you pointed to something in talking about this that I love. And it's also what showed me and my daughters how they were my biggest teachers. And that's not to smother. Initially parenting out of fear, I smothered, which, you know, closed off growth. And so now having that expansion, because again, me rewilding myself, you know, and losing the fear and the, you know, of parenting, I am now watching them get into a calmer state, fall into their zone. Like, it's like, wow, You know, it's so beautiful. And not that we are a parenting show, but parenting tip number one is don't smother them, you know, let them, they are some of the most intelligent and beautiful human beings there is. They're the youth, you know, and I hear people say it now, the older I get, how wisdom is wasted on the youth. You know, you're so fast to do everything and so strong that you kind of just forget how beautiful you are. You know, you're running off. I could wake up in the middle of the night. I got all this energy, but really, you know, giving them the space to tap into living their life, knowing who they are with that energy, it's amazing to watch. Because I was much older when it hit me, you know. So
yeah. Well, me too. And what the hit me that I'm referring to is the not fixing, not buying into their story of whatever was going on, not personalizing it, allowing them to grow, allowing them to make mistakes, and you know, I can't protect him from hurt, but I can keep speaking to his health and his wisdom.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was a huge lesson for me. And the other huge lesson was, I think the biggest one was not keep fixing. Yeah. Keep fixing everything for him, because then they don't learn how to, you know, use this innate resilience and intelligence that they have got. And it's only because I didn't realize I had it. So I certainly didn't realize he had it, because I didn't realize everyone had it. So.
That reminds me of this story. And I don't know, I'm still trying to track down where it comes from. I've heard it two different ways. And just like technology, since I've been talking about it more, I got a video on my phone kind of talking about it, right? But I've heard it one way, and then the video said a different way. But it was about these trees that were planted. And one story says that these trees were protected from all elements and grew in the perfect environment. And the other story says that the trees were giving adrenaline to grow much faster. But either one of them, they were in a controlled environment, so to speak, someone trying to fix their experience on how they would grow as trees, whichever way you look at it, right? But the end result of both trees was the same. They died because they didn't have the maturation process of going through something. So it's like when I took every moment from my kids for them to learn, I was killing them. I was stopping their growth. I was, from again, based in my fear that I was screaming was love, you know, I was stopping their growth. And when I was able to see that, I start seeing it with clients. I start seeing it in relationships with siblings and with nieces and nephews and cousins. It was like, oh my God, I'm trying to control everyone's experience, thinking it's up to me if they have a good life or not. And it was like, wow, all that from a baby girl, you know, all that from a baby girl, you know. So I really love the way you pointed to that in your story as well. And I'm thinking now, laughing also, because before we hit record, we were laughing at, we didn't know what the hell we were going to talk about. So
I really love these. You know, this is how I do my own podcast. I just love what comes through for people, and then where you have a gift, you know, obviously for carrying it and weaving it and so beautifully. And so I always trust that now, having come across, you know, this understanding and deepening my connection to that source, that divine intelligence, I always trust that what needs to come through will come through. I don't need to plan anything, and it always flows beautifully.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And a plug, can I do a shameless plug right quick? Okay. I would love to be on your show. You know.
Well, Rob, I'm going to make you wait as long as you've made me wait. How about that?
Oh, but hey, timing is everything. So I'm
Of
on it.
course, of course.
Whenever it hits, it's going to be right when it's supposed to be. Just like this one will be. I know people are going to love this. I know they are because just as we said, what will come out comes out. And I think what came out was a very beautiful conversation that has so many different levels of learning if you listen to it, you know, as a parent, as a coach, as a podcast host, as we are, you know. Just trusting that this intelligence of life has us, and remembering how to rewild yourself and get back to what's true. And so I just truly appreciate you for coming in and sharing this moment with me. And this won't be the last though. I just as the audience will, I've kind of fell in love too. So you got a fan over here. You got a fan over
Oh,
here, Charlie.
brilliant.
You know, but I do want to leave the listeners just with your voice. You've said so many beautiful things today, but yeah, just share one where they can find you, and two, your heart, just whatever else that you want to share with us today. Again, thank you so much for being here, and I do apologize about the wait. I do. I'm sorry.
No,
I've
it's
been
okay.
traveling.
I was only joking. No, I was only joking, and I would be honored to have you on my podcast as well. And I do them live in my free Facebook group, which is a female only group, so I suspect you'll get a lot of fans as
Wait,
well.
wait, wait. Really sign me up. Really sign me up. I'm joking.
People can find me on my website, which is iamcharliewall.com, and all of my Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, podcast, everything's on there in that one place. So that's easier than me reeling off a list of everything because I'm everywhere. I'd love to leave you with my own sense of having courage. I think so many people don't realize how much courage that they actually have. And I saw that courage in you then as you spoke about that realization with your children. And I just would love people to take one step forward, have courage, believe in yourself, trust that voice, trust your intuition, trust that nudge. And you never know what's waiting on the other side of that because it can be really magical.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. For more information about the podcast, please go to 3pgc.org. If you're looking for more information about how to become a practitioner, or you want to be featured on the show as a new, fresh voice in the principles, send us an email at info@3pgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Knowing there is no end or limitation, nor are there boundaries to the human mind, have the day you deserve.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.